Hello, Sharpools. This is the May podcast. This month, we've got Star Wars Day, David Attenborough's birthday, we're going to talk about exam stress, May Day, and this month's Teacher Quickfire questions will be with Mr. Davies. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, everyone. Today, you'll be training to fight the Sith alongside your fellow Jedi. First, you need to know when it all started. The first Star Wars film was released in 1977 on May 25th. It was so popular it won around 7 awards. May was crowned Star Wars Month unofficially around the 1990s, but officially in 2023. To fight, you're going to need a lightsaber. This is a primary weapon used by the Jedi. There are many different colours, shapes and variations of the lightsabers, so there is something for everyone. You also need to know what you're up against. The Sith are the baddies in Star Wars. They try and conquer and destroy the world. A few examples of the Sith will be Darth Vader and Darth Sidious. Sith also use lightsabers, but they have specialised ships and even a massive robot planet capable of destroying worlds, the Death Star. To get to the Sith, you will need a spaceship. The most famous one is a Millennium Falcon, capable of hyperdrive, which is a really, really fast mode that can almost teleport you into a different galaxy. Star Wars isn't all serious, because it has some funny and iconic lines, like when Darth Vader says to Luke, "I am your father." Well, that's all you need to know. Good luck, and may the Force be with you.
Hello and welcome back to the Sharpools Radio. My name's Marcy.
And I'm Tabitha. And today we're talking about some pretty legendary Sir David Attenborough.
On the 8th of May 2026, Sir David Attenborough celebrated his 100th birthday. Isn't that incredible? Imagine living to 100.
And isn't it amazing how he's still working on some documentaries? I mean, he is living proof that being outside helps you live longer.
Definitely, and for someone who doesn't know who he is, which would be shocking, David Attenborough is famous for making wildlife documentaries about animals and the planet.
He's been teaching us about the world for decades. In my opinion, what makes him special is that he doesn't just show cute and fluffy animals, but some of the weird and wonderful ones as well. He also explains why nature matters and why we should protect it.
I've always been completely invested in the ocean, so I love his blue planet and oceans. Do you have a personal favourite?
I really enjoy watching the frozen planet because I love learning about the Antarctic animals.
At school, we had our very own party to celebrate his birthday, where you could buy cakes and sweets, and that money all went to charity.
Yes, and you could even take a picture with our David Attenborough cardboard cutout. We could also buy green ribbons and wristbands to celebrate.
I know that David Attenborough's 100th birthday is definitely one of the highlights of my year.
Absolutely. But that's all from us today, and we will see you on his 101st birthday.
Or maybe just on the next edition of Sharpool's podcast.
Yeah, probably. See you next time.
Bye.
Hello, and welcome to this segment of the Sharpools Radio. My name is Aisha.
My name is Joey.
And my name is Miriam. And today we are going to be talking about exams, the stress, and how to revise.
Revision. The word can be daunting for everyone. However, it doesn't have to feel like torture. With the right techniques, you can turn revision from a chore to a powerful weapon for exam success.
No way can revision be a powerful weapon. I'm stressed every time I open my book.
Instead of trying to do a bunch of revision at once, create a plan or a timetable to do different subjects at different times. Maybe use flashcards or mind maps to help you remember key subjects, or you could do the technique look, see, cover, write, check.
Exam stress can be hard. Instead of worrying about your exams, just follow these key steps and it will likely make you feel much better. Don't spend hours after school on your phone. Instead, see if there is any revision you can do for upcoming exams. Make sure to eat and drink to help you stay focused.
Also remember that this is a new test, and don't think about old tests you may have not done as well as you have liked to.
And lastly, get good sleep. Sleep is important as it helps you stay focused and not tired all day. Good advice there. Actually, let's look at things from a Year 11 GCSE point of view.
Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
For this segment, we've been talking about exams, stress, and how to deal with it.
We have a few questions for you so our listeners can really understand.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, what is the hardest part? The stress, the revision, or the actual test?
I think that's a really good question. But I actually think the stress is the worst part of actually taking your actual test, because you revise so much about worrying about it, and then when you actually do come to the test, it's actually easier than you actually thought.
Number two, how do you deal with the stress?
Oh, because I'm a swimming teacher outside of school, I think taking my stress, it's like I'm in my own sort of world. If you have something that you really enjoy, like listening to music, it takes you out of that thinking about, oh, I'm stressed. You don't, because you're in that mind where you think, oh, I'm not actually in this moment, I'm actually in my own world.
Amazing.
Number three, do you have any advice for the future 11s and even the other current year groups who have upcoming tests?
To learn, dream, achieve. It's been drilled into you throughout the whole time at Sharples, but it's the best way to cope with your exams, because you think this exam's going to be difficult. It's not. You've done so much preparation with teachers and everything to overcome the test. So as long as you take every opportunity they have at Sharples, then I think you're going to be absolutely perfectly fine.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and I hope everyone has been inspired by your words of wisdom.
Thank you.
And finally, we wish all the Year 11s the best of luck for their upcoming GCSE exams.
Thanks for listening.
Hello. Today we will be talking about May Day. It's a pagan festival held on the 1st of May.
It is an exciting festival celebrated with 15 ancient customs, for example, maypole dancing, crowning a May Queen, and Morris dancing.
Now, audience, you may be asking why they do all this. Well, I'll tell you, they do it to mark the beginning of summer. Well,
not the meteorological summer, but the pagans, with roots in ancient pagan fertility rites.
Not actual roots from pagan people, it just means where it originated from.
It also isn't just a festival, it's actually a combination of two, the Celtic festival, Beltane, and a Roman festival called Floralia, for the goddess of flowers, Flora.
Coincidentally, May the 1st is also International Workers' Day, a day where we celebrate historic protests that led to fairer working conditions. Now let's get back on topic.
Unfortunately, every festival has a small problem here and then.
And May Day is a festival, so it exactly was a problem I had to deal with. Also considering the term May Day is used when you're in trouble. Anyone laughing at that pun?
Well, sadly, not every leader agrees with culture and religion. For example, Oliver Cromwell, current leader of the Puritan government, at that time banned it in 1644, but
luckily, King Charles II bought it back in 1660, and guess what?
I found this part very amusing.
He made a 40-metre-high maypole in London. That's the height of around 8 giraffes stacked on top of each other.
Thank you for listening
to the section of the podcast.
Hi, this is Tabitha with our Teach Quickfire Questions feature, and today I'm joined by Mr. Davies. Hello, Mr. Davies.
Hello, Tabitha.
So, Mr. Davies, I'm going to ask you a series of questions just so that Sharples students can get to know you a little better. The catch is, there are going to be some very quick questions. Before these, though, just a few questions about you. How long have you been a teacher?
30 years.
And how long have you actually worked at Sharples?
10 years now.
Oh, wow. Which subjects do you teach and what's your role at Sharples?
I'm a history teacher and I also run the Duke of Edinburgh programme.
Wow. Okay. Now, for the quick fire round, you just need to answer the question with no explanations. Are you ready?
Ready.
Cycle or walk?
Cycle.
Wales or England?
Wales.
England or Scotland?
England.
Geography or RE?
Geography.
Exams or coursework?
Exams.
Books or videos?
Books.
Tudors or the Normans?
Tudors.
The Duke of Edinburgh or the Grand Old Duke of York?
Duke of Edinburgh.
Ivor the Engine or Thomas the Tank Engine?
Ivor the Engine.
Camping tent or camper van?
Camping tent.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Carnivore or vegetarian?
Carnivore.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Comedy film or horror film?
Comedy film.
Christmas celebration or birthday celebration?
Christmas celebration.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Year 7 or year 11?
Year 7.
Oxford or Cambridge?
Oxford.
Sharples School or Turton?
Sharples School.
Thank you so much for answering our questions today. That was Mr. Davies. I'm Tabitha. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to our Sharples Radio podcast. Tune in for the next one.